Okay, today we're going to fill in Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis of Maseches Sukkah. We're holding at the very bottom of Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and we're in the middle of discussing the Yetzer Hara. So it says the Gemara on the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Yitzro Shal Adam Misgaber Alav Bichal Yom. Shenemar Rak Ra Kol Hayom. A person's Yetzer Hara attacks him every day. As the pasuk says, Rak Ra Kol Hayom. Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish Yitzro Shal Adam Misgaber Alav Bichal Yom Vakish Lamiso. Every day the Yetzer Hara attacks him and tries to kill him. Shenemar Tzofa Rosh Al Tzadik Umevakish Lamiso. Vil Molek Kodesh Baruch Hu Sha'ozer Lo. If not for Kodesh Baruch Hu helping him, Eino Yachol Lo. He would never be able to defeat the Yetzer Hara. Shenemar Hashem Lo Ya'azvenu Biyado V'lo Yarashienu Bihishavto. Talking to Rabbi Shmuel, Impaga Becham Nuvel Zeh. If this Yetzer Hara attacks you, what should you do to overcome it? Mashcheil Beis HaMedrash. Schlep him to the Beis Medrash to learn Torah. Im Evin Hu Nimoach, if he's a stone, he will melt. Im Barzel Hu Mespotzeitz, if he's iron, he will shatter. Im Evin Hu Nimoach, Dichsev Haikal Tzameilu Chulamayim, Uksiv Avanim Shachak Umayim. Im Barzel Hu Mespotzeitz, Dichsev Haloko Dvarai Ka'esh Num Hashem. My words are like fire, Hashem says, Ukapatish Yifotzeitz Sela, and like the hammer breaks the rock. Am Rav Shom Bar Nachmeni, Am Rav Yonasan, Yetzera, Mesis Aladim Al Mazeh, Umeir Alav Lal Mabah. The Yetzera gets us to sin, entices us to sin in this world, and then testifies against us that we did sin in Olam Haba. Shenemar, Mefanek Minor Avdo V'Achriso Yiyamanon Shekein Ba'at Bach Shal Rabbi Chia Koren L'Sahada Manon. Manon in a certain type of gematria is a Sahada, is a witness. Rav Huna asked the following stira. K'siv, the pasuk says Kiruach Znunim Hita, sounds that the Yetzer Hara is only a toast, it's not something that's going to be kavua, that's set in place. Uksiv bikirbam, but then it says that it's part of you. Bidchila hitam l'vasof bikirbam. At first, it's like an anomaly, but ultimately, it makes itself at home. Amar Rava bidchila kara'o halach. First, the Yetzer Hara is called something that just goes by, and then ultimately he becomes a guest. Then he becomes the balabais. So you see the progression from a holech to an oreach to the balabais. Person has one small limb that causes him all sorts of taivos. Marivo, if he starves that limb, savea, then it will be more satisfied. Masbio, if he tries to satisfy it, ra'av, it will just be starving. Shnemar kemar isam veisba'u, meaning the more one indulges the Yetzer Hara for arayos, the more the Yetzer Hara will get a hold of him. Amrav chana baracha, amri be'rav. Arba'a mischarit alein HaKadosh Baruch Hu shabra'am. There are four things that Hashem regrets, so to speak, having created. Ve'eluhein, Golus, Kazdim, V'yishme'elim, V'yetzar Hara. Where do we see these things? Golus, Duchsiv, Ata Malach HaPonum Hashem, Kilu Kacha Michinam. Kazdim, Duchsiv, Hein Eretz Kazdim, Zeha'am, Lo Haya. Halavai that they didn't exist. Yishme'elim, Duchsiv, Yishlayu O'elim, L'shodidim, V'tuchos, Margizei, Ela Sher Hevi Elo Abiyado, that he himself caused the anger that they brought to the Arabs who were in the Olam in the Midbar. Yetzer Hara Duchsiv Vasher Hari Osi, that I've done bad by making this Yetzer Hara. Amrav Yochanan Il Moli Shalosh Mikros Halalu. If not for these three psukim that tell us that the Avonos and Zechuyos are up to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he's the one that sets the machshavos of a person, Nismot Tiragleim Shel Sonim Shel Yisrael. We would have no excuses if not for these psukim. Chad, one of the psukim is Dichsiv Vasher Hari Osi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he has done bad by creating the Yetzer Hara. So it's like Hashem did it. Vechad Dichsiv Hine Kechomer Biyari Yotzer Kenatem, that like the Chomer Biyari Yotzer, so too we are in God's hands. We, the Jewish people, are in God's hands. So we see that we're not really in control. V'idach and third pasuk Vasirosi Yaslev Heaven Mibsachim Nasati Lechem Leiv Basar. So it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what kind of heart we're going to have. Rav Papa Amar Af Mehainami. There's a fourth pasuk. Ves Ruchi Etein Bikir Bechem. So you see from all of these psukim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of what we feel and what we're going to be all about. So the Gemara discusses other things related to Mashiach. Ve'ereini Hashem Arba'a Charashim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Zechariah four artisans. So the Gemara says, Maninu Arba'a Charashim. Who are these four guys? These four umanim? Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasim. Hasida, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. They were are the ones involved in the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Veliyahu, who is involved in building the Mizbeach in Carmel. V'Kohen Tzedek, and that's Shem, the son of Noah, who's also called the carpenter because he built the Teva. Masiv Rav Sheshes, Ihachi, Hainu D'chsev, Vayomer Elai, Ela HaKronos Hasher Zares Yehuda. These are the Bavliim that in the four corners of the world, they spread out Yehuda and Yerushalayim. So, Hani L'shuva Asu, these four people are bring back Am Yisrael. They don't bring them into Galus. So Amalei, so Rav Chana said to Rav Sheshes, Shvil Sefer Dikra. You have to go read what it says in the end of the pasuk. Vayavoe Eilu Lahachrosam Liyados Eskarnos Hagoyim Hanosim Keren El Eretz Yehuda Lizarosa. That these four carpenters come to bring the Jewish people into Galus. Amalei Bahadi Chana Bagdad Lameli. What do I need to argue with Rav Chana of Baghdad? He's such a bucky in Agada, more than I am. I'm never going to be able to outsmart him. So another drasha relating to these four harashim. Vayezeh Shalom Ashur ki yavo ba'arteinu v'chidroch v'amnoseinu v'akimonu alav shiva roim u'shmonu nechisei adam. Maninu shiva roim. Who are these seven shepherds? David be'emtza. Well, David is walking in the middle. Adam sheisa m'sushalach mi'yamino. Adam sheisa m'sushalach who were tzadikim before the Mabul. On his right side, Avram Yaakov Moshe b'smolo, Avram Yaakov Moshe on his left side, Manin Hushmon and Nesichei Adam, who are the eight princes, Yishai v'Shaul l'Shmuel, Amos Tzvanya Tzidkiyahu Mashiach v'Eliyahu. Obviously, they need some explanation as to why Dafka these figures in history. Arba Sulamos. Now, going back to the description of the Simchas Beis Hashoeva, we said that there were four ladders that went up to each of the four safalim on the top of the menorahs. Tanu Gavash al Menorah Chamish Mama. These were 50 Amahai menorahs. V'arba Yiladim Shel Pirchei Kuna B'Yideim Kadei Shemesh Al Me'ev Esrim Log. And there were four Pirchei Kuna, young Kohanim, that were each carrying Kadei Shemen that held 120 log. So Yibayilu Me'ev Esrim Log Kulu Odim Al Kol. Were they each carrying something that carried 120 lug, or the four of them together were carrying 120 lug, which means 30 lug apiece? So Tashma, Yudeim Kadishem, Shoshim lug, Shem Kulim, Mayavasim lug. Each of them was carrying 30 lug. Tan Vehin Mishubachin Hayu Yoser Mibrashal Marta Baspaitus. These young Kohanim were more praiseworthy with their strength and being able to do this than the son of Marta Baspaitus. Amr al Binashal Marta Baspaitus, Shayinotel Shtei Recho Shalshar Gadol Shalakua. They say that the son of Marta Baspaitus was so strong that he was able to take the two thighs of a giant ox that was bought with 1,000 zuz, umahalech ekev b'tzad godel, and was able to walk delicately, like people who run, you know, he was able to walk easily. V'olimichu echav akwanim lasos came, but the other kwanim didn't want him to carry these two giant limbs by himself, mishum baravam hadras melech, because they wanted as many people involved in the carrying of the limbs of the karban, because you want to get more people involved in service of Hashem. My Mishubachim, in what way were these Yeladim considered to be praiseworthy because they carried the Shemen? Ile Mishum Yukra, if it's because it was so heavy, Hani Akiri Tvei, the son of Marta Baspaitus was carrying something heavier. The giant limbs of the Shar Gadol is heavier than 30 lug of oil. Ela Hasam Kevesh Umarubav Lozakif. No, but think about where he was carrying. He was carrying on a ramp, and it was with a wide base, so it was easy to go up the ramp. Hach over here, Sulamos Uzakif Tuva. It was a very steep incline. It was going up ladders, so that's a much more challenging. That's a much more challenging thing to do. That's not nearly as easy. Let's just do another line or two. We said that there was so much light from the Simchas Beis Shreva that every chatz in Yerushalayim was lit up. So Tana, Isha Haisa Boreres Chitim La'or Shel Beis HaShoeva, a woman was able to be borer her wheat, the dirt out of her wheat, because the light was so anywhere in Yerushalayim, because the light was so great that emanated from the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So let's do the main points now on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and then we'll call it a day. So main point number one is that the Yetzer Hara is after you to kill, and you can only defeat him with Hashem's help. Main point number two, the Yetzer Hara starts off as a holech, then he becomes an oreach, then he becomes a balabais. Main point number three, there are four things Hashem regrets creating. Galus, the Kazdim, the Yishma'elim, and the Yetzer Hara. And main point number four, young Kohanim who carried 30 lug up the ladders were more impressive than the son of Marta Bas Baitos, who carried a heavy animal thighs, because they went up a much steeper incline than going up those ladders. Okay, that is Nun Beis Amud Beis. Be'ezras Hashem, next time we'll pick up at the top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph as we draw ever closer, just four blot away from finishing Maseches Sukkah.